This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, believe it or not, some things in this economy that are getting cheaper. Natural gas prices in West Texas have dropped below zero, which is to say some operators are paying to get rid of their excess. At the same time, though, higher prices of and more demand for crude oil means that drilling is up in the Permian Basin. As Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains, the higher price of one commodity is helping tank the price of another.
In West Texas, energy companies are often producing crude oil and natural gas at the same time. Steve Sakala at Tufts says you can think about it like parts of a chicken.
White meat is more popular than dark meat. But there's no way to produce white meat without growing a few legs.
So when there's a spike in demand for chicken breast?
There's an excess of chicken legs running around that need to be sold somewhere.
In West Texas, those excess chicken legs are, of course, natural gas. Ed Herz is with the University of Houston.
That gas becomes a secondary stream. The one with the most value, of course, is the oil, which is now approaching the high 80s per barrel. So the producer makes the money on the oil and essentially is giving away the natural gas.
Herz says oil is also easier to get out of the isolated Permian Basin than natural gas, which needs pipelines to get it to customers.
The production of natural gas has outstripped the growth in pipelines to take it to market.
Natural gas isn't exactly chopped liver. Carr Ingham is with the Texas Alliance of Energy Producers.
This should be a boon to the consumer, and it is, because it keeps some manufacturing costs low.
Natural gas is a major U.S. export in the form of liquefied natural gas. It heats up our chicken legs and keeps the lights on.
A lot of electricity, and I mean a lot of electricity, is generated with natural gas as the fuel.
And he says if natural gas were more expensive, electricity would be too. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.